Yay! Welcome to our very first episode of Tech Talks with Yutiva. Drum rolls! Yeah, so today we are going to be discussing how to transition easily. My name is Joy, and get ready for a time of your life. I mean it, I'm not joking. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you, of course, you know that Yutiva is an edtech platform that is currently championing the future of learning in Africa, right? And over the years, we've had students who have taken our programs from data science, data analytics, Python, product management, and all of that. And one big question they keep asking is, how do I transition? I understand that you are aware that the technology space is seriously booming and that there are lots of opportunities, but we have very few talents, and that's exactly what Yutiva is trying to cover. So the thing is, you may be in a different industry and all of a sudden you are told to just position for a bigger opportunity in tech. You are not alone. People decide to move from one industry to another at any stage of their careers for many different reasons. So maybe you have graduated recently and then discovered that what you expected from your first job was a myth. Or maybe your industry has imploded, let's say sales, services, and an administration, you know, just comes to mind. Or it could be that you are just tired of your job and you know, you desperately want a change in your life because you've just been doing the same old thing every other time. You know, it could also be that you just want to earn more and do more for yourself. Talking about doing more for yourself, it's a great idea to want something new, different, and meaningful. Switching industries can be exciting and may energize your career. And while there's no simple formula for when and how to seamlessly move into a new industry, you can do this with guidance, research, planning, and fitness. And that's exactly what I'm here to talk to you about. Are you ready? Okay, number one, you've got to be good at what you do. My question, since you learned at Yutiva, have you tried implementing or practicing what you've learned? Have you worked on projects or collaborated with people to help you get better? Have you tried to reach out to thought leaders to understand the lingua franca of that industry? See, if you want to make a shift to a new industry, be good at what you do or prove that you've recently restrained or become certified in something specifically related to the new industry. Your competence and ability to contribute fully should be without question. The most important thing is that this is also going to help you to build a portfolio. All right? Number two, you have to know your key skills and how to articulate your transferability. So whatever role you currently have on a day-to-day basis, you likely do a ton of different tasks here. However, when considering this, you should keep the 80-20 rule in mind, that 20% of those tasks produce 80% of our results. These are the skills that will be the most desirable to an employer in a new industry. Now, you've got to ask yourself these questions. Number one, what are those key skills which account for the majority of your productivity, and which one will you carry forward to a new industry? Two, do you enjoy those skills? Three, do you have solid accomplishment stories to tell about successes when you have applied those skills? Four, do you know if the skills are described similarly in the new or targeted industry? Five, and the last question, are you prepared to describe what you do with a potentially new vocabulary? The moment you're able to answer these questions, then you've got something going on for you. Now let's move on to the third thing, which is to identify industries of interest and learn about them. Now, you have to begin, of course, by finding job descriptions that match with your skills, no matter the industry. You want to look out for what's the industry's outlook, is it growing and adding jobs, how financially stable is it, who are the key employers in the industry, do they have local branches, divisions in your area, who are their customers, what trends are influencing the health of the industry. You know, again, look for growth or possibly disruption in the future. And that is what I love about the technology space, right? Like, we have disruptions going on every now and then. I mean, you can hear of UI, UX, AI, robotics, just a lot going on, right? Now, you can also ask yourself, who are the key players, the regulators, the vendors, the suppliers, and the thought leaders in this new industry, all right? Now, by the time you figured out your industry of interest, the next thing you want to begin to do is to reach out to thought leaders in your new target industry. Guys, you have to network. The most efficient and effective way to land a job in a new industry is to network. It is also important to have great referrals and references from thought leaders, co-workers, supervisors, vendors, and clients who know your work intimately and who can speak to your outcomes and personality on the job. At Utiva, we actually hold masterclasses, and we even have the Utiva alumni community where you can get to network with people, you get to, you know, put out your work, and even buy the trust, you get to have the trust of the Utiva team, so that when a job comes up, they can actually mention your name and say, okay, we know this person can do this, and you're actually paired to that job, okay? Don't be a talent that is hidden, be a talent that is seen. All right, now, moving on to the next thing, you've got to learn to tell a good story about your new journey. Like I just said now, don't be a talent that is hidden, be a talent that is seen, okay? Your potential employer may be on social media, so it is important to share your learnings. For example, when you started the program with Utiva, you share your experiences and what you're learning. You add that you're open to projects and jobs. You know, you can even talk about a particular lingua franca that caught your attention and how you love that word, right? You can talk about a particular line of code that caught your attention and how you like it, right? When telling your story to a potential employer, it is important to show that you have transferable skills that can benefit the company, but also that you are agile, adaptable, and will be a solid contributor. Now, the moment you have these five tips going on and you're able to implement it, I have no doubt that you're going to be able to transition easily to a new job and even, you know, get yourself a job as fast or as soon as possible. Now, before I go, I'm just going to tell you that in a job search, especially when appealing to someone from another industry, you have to be able to convince them that you have what it takes to add value to their business's bottom line. You need to prove that you can increase productivity, efficiency, or profitability, and you have to use the terminology of their industry. Your accomplishment stories need to line up with the needs of the target hiring industry. Also, have clear examples of why your superior skills are easily and desirably transferred into a new experience, okay? Now, like I earlier said, switching industries can be an exciting decision, and following these steps should make it easier to take that leap. If you need a little more guidance, the Utiva alumni community is a great option to get that extra support, you know? And for you to be able to get into the alumni community, it means that you must have taken one or more of our programs for you to get access into the Utiva alumni community. In case you're wondering, what programs do we offer programs from data science, data analytics, UI, UX, digital marketing, a Python, and all those things, right? So you can visit utiva.io to get more information. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this very first episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the very next episode. Have a wonderful time.